As I introduce Senator Corker, with whom I greatly enjoy working, let me describe something we're going to do, and then I'll let him describe it further if he'd like to. This is called the Tennessee Walking Challenge. Now, let me give you full disclosure on this. Some of my younger staff who read in a history book that I once walked across Tennessee for 1,000 miles thought it would be a good idea last year if we challenged Senator Frist and his staff to a walking competition for 2 weeks to demonstrate to Tennesseans and the world that that was good for our health, we could lose weight, etc. And I said to the staff, I said, now here you would pick a heart surgeon who enjoys getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and working for 24 hours and is the most competitive person I ever met, and you challenge him, Bill Frist. Now they want to challenge the only more competitive person I know, who is Bob Corker. So, I mean, Corker makes Bill Frist look like an afternoon casual stroller. So, but we're going to do this. So the Corker and Alexander staffs and senators have challenged each other, I think is the way we say it, to try to set a good example. But I've got a pedometer here that I'm going to put on my belt, and I'm going to wear it all day long and hope that on May 15th I have more miles logged than Senator Corker.
I hate to take on the guy that walked across the state of Tennessee, but over the next 2 weeks I'm going to do my best. I'm actually going to run in the morning in this congressional challenge and try to log 3 miles. There you go. But anyway, and our point in doing this actually is to create goodwill and fun among our team, our two teams here at the state, but also to really make people all across our state aware of the fact that exercise does make you healthy. It's something that in our great state of Tennessee, with the wonderful outdoors that Lamar has done so much to herald, and hopefully me to some degree also, we have a wonderful opportunity in our state to live in a healthy state, to exercise, and certainly that makes all of our families sounder and safer, and that's why we're doing this.
We're supposed to say that the President's Council on Physical Fitness recommends 30 minutes a day, at least, or 10,000 steps. So we'll do at least that.